Dear brothers and sisters, first I would like to invite you to a pre-meditation to link our souls and with focused mind intent repeat. I am the soul. I am the light divine. I am love. I am will. I am fixed design. So let us begin. Welcome as we journey together once again into the sacred space to undertake the work of our ashram as it externalizes upon the earth the energies from our hierarchy through the new group of world servers and into humanity. Let us quieten and breathe and let the light come down through the crown chakra and through our bodies. As we journey together, I ask you to visualize as if those things you visualize become a reality. Now, at your feet, there is a box. And in that box, place all those things that are not required in this work together. Those things may concern you about careers, families, health, and finances. For this sacred time together, place those things within the box, and it will be waiting for you on your return. We affirm the fact of group fusion and interaction within the heart center of the new group of world servers, mediating between hierarchy and humanity. I am one with my group brothers, and all that I have is theirs. May the love which is in my soul pour forth to them. May the strength which is in me lift and aid them. May the thoughts which my soul creates reach and encourage them. We project a line of lighted energy toward the spiritual hierarchy of the planet, the planetary heart, the great ashram of Sanat Kumara, and toward the Christ at the heart of the hierarchy. Extend the line of lights toward Shambhala, the center where the will of God is known. Sally.
From the 12 points of the star, let the fire burn. Let the four archangels respond and see to their task. Let them deliver unto the sons of men their destiny. From that mighty mountain, let the one return and let the plan work out. Let the solar Petries respond to the initiator's call. Let the 12 points merge into one. From that one, let the fire burn upon its course. So, I petition thee, O Archangel of the North. So, I petition thee, O Archangel of the South. So, I petition thee, O Archangel of the East. So, I petition thee, O Archangel of the West. Let the one initiator hear his disciples' call. Bring me your rod of iron. Bring me your solace deep. Bring me your mighty fire. Let the workers respond to my call. Let them go upon their course at my direction. I have laid bare my all, and have set aside my chattels. I am ready for the work. And so, an unbroken circle is placed about us. We seek the protection of our ashram, and in the name of the World Teacher, we invoke the blessing and protection of the Overlighting Deva and the Lords of Love.
Shari.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men. The purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center, which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.
Khajiit.
Dear ones, we gather together now and position ourselves within a large golden circle of light. We are now one of the 12 points of brilliant white light, ready to re-energize our triangles, encompassing them with our love and our light. Members of Triangle 1, please step forward and visualize a triangle of golden light at the heart level being activated by your combined light, love and power. See it illuminated in the dark void and floating gently down to your heart level, the foundation upon which the 12 star will shine forth. Members of Triangle 2, please step forward. Visualize now your triangle, 3 inches above Triangle 1, glowing with a radiant golden light, vitalized by the light, love and power of your divine nature. Your triangle slowly descends until it connects with the Triangle 1 at heart level, and the two triangles merge into a glowing six-pointed star. Now, members of Triangle 3, please also step forward. Recognize your triangle within the formation. activate it and see it glowing 3 inches above triangle 1 and 2, illuminated and vitalized by the radiance of your combined love, light and power. Your triangle slowly descends until it connects with triangles 1 and 2 at heart level, and the three triangles merge into a glowing 9-pointed star. Now, members of Triangle 4, please also step forward. See your triangle within the formation 3 inches above triangle 1, 2, and 3. Activated with the power of your love and your light, see it shining brightly in the dark void as it slowly descends until it connects with triangles 1, 2, and 3 at heart level. And the four triangles now merge into a glowing 12 star. The 12 formation is now set ablaze. Its radiance is seen from afar and attracting beings of light ready to assist humanity in our hour of need. We are now ready for the work.
Ludovic.
May the flame of the One find the crucible of your being. May the White One issue forth from on high. May love eternal and love inclusive rule over all. Let the flame spin upon the way, let the light stand revealed. Let the seeker become the rose. May the tide of illusion be turned. May the great work be completed. May the White Ones issue their ultimatum. And let the ultimatum be heard by those who have ears to hear. Let them have insight and knowledge that they may understand. Let them choose right and with free will. And in so choosing, let peace come to earth.
Denise. The three 12-pointed stars are a manifestation of our shared love, vision, and intention to serve the lighted ones and manifest the plan on earth. As disciples, we do our part to prepare the way for the world teacher and to provide a service to humanity, the earth, and all sentient beings. We humbly offer this service as our duty and privilege. Each 12-pointed star stands welded and ready to receive the power of the spiritual vortex, which will descend into it from on high, bringing in the energy so sorely needed at this time. We are aided by the archangels, angels, and devas who have joined with us to bless, strengthen, and protect this work. We see, feel, hear, and know the power of each vortex now descending into each 12 star, spinning with real power, using the receptivity of the containers we have created as conduits and transformers of energy. This energy pushes against us and through us, flowing forth to all beings, places, and situations in need throughout the world. The new group of world servers, human souls of goodwill, and beings and elementals of all the kingdoms join together in this receptive stepping down process.
12 stars burn brighter and stronger. Each vortex becomes more radiant and powerful with the friction between them. Let the flame spin upon the way. We stand firm and with focused intent, light, love, and power are restoring the plan.
Great Devic Lord, hear our prayer. We invoke thy light as it is written. The time of need has come. Come forth, O mighty one. Bring forth thy fiery wisdom. Join with the masters alike of angels and men. Bring forth the chalice anew. Come forth, O mighty one, and join us. Enjoy with us on earth. Pour forth the waters of joy. Pour forth of waters of peace. Pour forth the waters of healing. Come forth, O mighty one. We, the children of earth, invoke thee, O protector of divine power. Smite the unclean and raise the transmuted ones. We invoke thee now, in thy presence, in all thy glory. Come forth, O mighty one. And so we pray to thee, come. And so we invoke thee, come. And so we serve thee, come. Come with thy hordes of light. We implore thee in the name of the one initiator. Hear our call. The time is here. The testing has begun. We lose our fear and embrace thy love eternal. Alight our hearts with love. Come forth now. Be amongst us and live in us, we who seek to serve. Pour forth thy light upon the earth. O Lord of light, come forth. Anka.
We are aware of those lighted ones who are called upon to assist us with the vortex and alignments, and aware of the ashramic workers who have now joined us. We see and feel a high vibrational and majestic radiance extending from above, filling each vortex and transforming each 12 into magnificent pillars of light, a temple of light. We visualize a golden thread of light joining the three 12s into a great triangle of love, light, and power. Each 12 vortex moves now toward the center of the great triangle. As they approach the center, feel the flash of brilliance as they merge together into a single vortex of whirling potent energy. The three vortices are now joined into one super vortex that descends from Shambhala via our hierarchy and into our planet. Behold the great triangle, a single funnel for our work together.
And so, before us, we visualize our Earth spinning in the dark universe. A pinprick amongst the glory of finity. Yet each of us is loved and nurtured as we progress towards the inevitable home of light through our incarnations. And beloved us, the earth spins and cries out towards the light to promote peace and healing. We visualize between the three formations a great, glowing golden triangle of light, forming from the center to receive the serpentary rays of downpouring from the hierarchy. The integrative nature of the formations creates a light swell of force which permeates the group existence and reinforces the web of light and thus expedites the downpour of energy upon our earth. And so we approach the burning ground, and down through the formation the energy pours, and the three vortices have joined together to form one big radiant spinning vortex in the middle of the golden triangle. Humankind cries for peace, healing, and the recognition of our divine nature and our interconnectedness to all of our life. And shrouding our planet is dark, thick draws built up over millennia through wrong thinking and wrong action. And let the fire burn and descend through the vortex into our world, and let it go upon its course, seeking out the dross and burning and transmuting across our earth. The pure and potent fire of love transmutes negativity. Great Lord, use us this day to enable the fires from the heart of the One Initiator to encompass our planet wherever it is needed, particularly the leaders of nations on the earth plane. Let the fire enter. Let the darkness be gone and be no more. Great Lord of Light, hear our prayer. We before Thee come to offer service. We before Thee come to offer supplication. We before Thee offer all that we are. We invoke Thee and Thy hosts of light. We beseech Thee to hear our call. We offer Thee our lines of intent. From out the world of mankind doth come call. Come aid us in our hour of need. Come lead us to Thy holy fire. Come heal our broken world. As it has been written, so shall it be. Great Lord, command our souls in Thy army of light. We place before Thee our all. We, Thy vanguard, have eyes half shut. Awaken us, wherever we may be. Let us sleep no more. Let the light enter and darkness be gone. Great Teacher, hear our supplication. Come again in our hearts, that we may know Thy wonder. We invoke Thee in all Thy power and love. Lord of compassion, pour upon us Thy healing balm, that we may be whole once more. Great Lord, we touch the hem of Thy garment, that we may be at one with Thy divine purpose. Let us serve Thee this day and forevermore. Lord, let us become a channel for Thy love. Let us smite the darkness and let in Thy glory. Great Lord of Light, hear our prayer. Where once we were lost, now we are found. Great Lord, we invoke Thee. Oh. The mantra of fire. I seek the way, I yearn to know. Visions I see, and fleeting deep impressions. Behind the portal on the other side lies that which I call home. For the circle hath been well nigh trod, and the end approaches to the beginning. I seek the way, all ways my feet have trod. The way of fire calls me with fierce appeal. Naught in me seeks the way of peace. Naught in me yearns for earth. Let the fire rage, the flames devour. Let all the dross be burned. And let me enter through the dead gate and tread the way of fire. The purpose of my soul must show itself through burning. That which obstructs and hinders must disappear before the power of God. That power am I. I, therefore, tread the way onto the burning ground. These hindrances disappear. My will is one with the great will of God. That will is mine today upon the plans of earth. It leads to service and my master group. I, therefore, tread the way of service after the festival of burning. I dedicate myself to the purpose of the plan. I have no purpose but the will of God. I seek no other way but the way of divine fulfillment. I lose myself within the group that seeks the furtherance of the plan. Now visualize the great waters of healing coming down through the vortex from the pitcher of Aquarius into the lands of humankind, quenching the fire and bringing hope, peace, and love. The sons of men are one, and I am one with them. I seek to love, not hate. I seek to serve, and not exact due service. I seek to heal, not hurt. Let pain bring due reward of light and love. Let the soul control the outer form, and life, and all events. And bring to light the love that underlies the happenings of the time. Let the vision come and insight. Let the future stand revealed. Let the inner union demonstrate and outer cleavages be gone. Let love prevail. Let all humans love. Om. Let the waters quench and heal. Let the clear light descend. Let the angels walk our earth, gathering to themselves those in need, those searching for an answer, locked within the illusion of incarnate life, the illusion of temporariness. Let the illusion of separateness be gone. Now visualize a column of golden lights arising from every city and every nation around the globe. Let the pillars of light stand and shine as points of energy for the greater good of humankind. Those pillars of light ascend to a great dome of light that surrounds the earth, building the temple of light and New Jerusalem. Jane. Jane.
As we behold the radiance of the great triangle of our 12 star formations poised above our planet, we realize that the magnificent vortex of our combined energies, which have been streaming through its center and around the planet, is slowing its outpouring from a stream to a trickle and then stops. The golden thread of light that wove together the great triangle loosens and dissolves into the ethers. The great triangle separates into the three twelves. We feel great and heartfelt gratitude for the magnitude of beings who poured forth the energies on such a cosmic scale to bless, heal, and purify our earth. Om.
Glenda.
Our work with today's 12 star is completed, but before disengaging, let us pause for a moment in gratitude of the healing energies poured forth to heal our world. The group information disengages completely from the work. Please remember that in the field of quantum science, although we have disengaged from our triangles and 12, they will persist. Members of triangle 4, please disengage yourself from your triangle and your 12 formation. When done, please take a step back. Now, members of triangle 3, please disengage yourself from your triangle and your 12 formation. When done, take a step back. Members of triangle 2, repeat the process. Gently disengage yourself from your triangle and your 12 and take a step back. And now, members of triangle 1, disengage yourself from your triangle and your 12 formation. When done, take a step back. Now, as we in the circle of 12 step back, we give thanks that when we return to our incarnate bodies, the energies of Aquarius, of light, love, and power will continue to pour over our beloved Mother Earth.
Tilly.
Let us give thanks for the work we have done together today. We are grateful to the groups of world servers and for the work they are doing, and so for being part of this work with the same purpose and intention. We are grateful to the devas and for their cooperation with the plan of the Lord. And we give thanks to the ashram of the Brotherhood of the Star, who lead us in this magic service. We thanks to Master Rakotsi, Master Kothumi, and Master Moria, and the spiritual hierarchy. We are grateful to Shambhala and Lord Sanat Kumara for blessing and protecting the earth. We are grateful to the great Lord of love and light, and thanks to our co-workers who blend into one soul. We have collaborated to make the hierarchy's plan be fulfilled on earth.
Frederick.
Du point de lumière dans la pensée de Dieu, que la lumière afflue dans la pensée des hommes, que la lumière descende sur terre. Point d'amour dans le cœur de Dieu. Que l'amour afflue dans le cœur des hommes. Puisse le Christ revenir sur terre. Centre où la volonté de Dieu est connue. Que le point d'amour, que le dessein Il le fait vouloir des hommes, le dessein que les maîtres connaissent et servent. Du centre, que l'on appelle la race des hommes, que le plan d'amour et de lumière s'épanouisse. Puisse-t-il sceller la porte de la demeure du mal. Que lumière, amour et puissance restaurent le plan sur la terre.
Let us recall, dear friends, that the work continues in our daily lives, that we together form part of the Brotherhood of Light and are representatives of the Brotherhood of the Star on the inner planes. We together are points of light. As we wander the earth in our incarnate self, let us never fall into the illusion of forgetting who we are. So, good friends, we breathe in the light and emerge into our physical bodies. Breathing deeply, we return. Until we connect again, blessings. The hierarchy will be with you always. And at your feet, there is a box. And in that box are those things you have placed there. Feel free to take what you will and leave those things behind which you do not want. And may peace be with you always. Thank you for coming. Namaste.